Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Here on Rutherford Issues, we're going to talk about the Arts Center of Cannon County. We've got several guests in studio today. First, I'm going to kind of open up here with Holt Kirkendall. Holt, tell us a little bit about what's coming up at the Center for the Arts, and then we'll introduce the rest of the crew here.
Absolutely. So we are about to open up a production of Alice by Heart by Steven Sader and Duncan Cheek. And it takes place during World War II, where the subway stations were used as bunkers, and a group of people are trapped in a bunker. And a girl named Alice and her best friend Alfred are down there, and Alfred is ill. And she is going through the steps of grief over potentially losing Alfred by the end of the show, and she retreats into Wonderland, which is her and Alfred's kind of safe space. And so the characters of Wonderland show up throughout the story to help Alice kind of understand her grief and go on the emotional journey so that she can be healthier at the end.
So what, it's not Alice in Wonderland though, right?
No, it okay. is it is set in World War II London.
Okay.
In reality, and it goes back and forth between reality and Wonderland as it comes to Alice throughout the story.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's not an Alice in Wonderland retelling, but there is a lot of Alice in Wonderland in it.
You'll definitely recognize that.
Oh, obviously. For sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we have a couple of the cast here with us, I think, today. Elena Shirk is here. And Elena, you are going to play Alice, right?
Yes, I am. I'm super excited. It's been a dream role for a while, and I love the music and the show, and so I'm really excited to get to play her.
And then Caroline Humphreys is here. You are the Cheshire Cat, huh?
Yes.
Pull up real close to that mic right there. Yeah, so you're... how do you play a cat? I don't know.
Well,
a singing cat at that, right?
A singing cat, yes. It's a lot of fun. I've been trying really hard to be whimsical and, you know, move like a cat, but not so much that it's off-putting. It's a lot of fun. I'm having a really good time.
I guess that maybe is a fine line there.
There is, for sure.
Holt, when does the show begin?
So the show opens on January 24th, and we run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for two weekends, and then the last weekend we only run Friday and Saturday.
Okay. So it's right around the corner.
Yeah, right. We open a week from Friday. A week from today.
A week from today, yeah.
Crazy.
So what is it that you do with this production? You're the
choreographer.
Okay.
So the show is obviously very fantastical, taking place in partially in Wonderland. And so it's my job to take particularly all of the songs with the big chorus numbers. So we're 20 people are on stage all together doing the same thing. And so I did 11 songs in the show. And that includes taking 13 people to make the Jabberwock, or 14 people to create the caterpillar, or all of these kind of larger than life characters in Wonderland. It was my job to bring them to life.
Wow.
And organize them through music.
So would this be considered a musical?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. There are probably 18 songs in the show, and it's about 90 minutes, 95 minutes. No intermission, straight through. So it's just like a short movie.
Oh, wow. How tough is that to do that straight through?
It's a lot, but I think it really helps the story, because so much of it, like you said, is going through the stages of grief, and they've really done a great job working it through scene, through song. So I feel like with no intermission, it just helps you see everything and like really read it without there being like a drastic break, you know, like the flow of everything works really nice. So it takes a lot of focus from me and the rest of the cast, I think, but ultimately I think it's really good for the show and helpful.
So is there, do you have a lot of costume changes? I would think from real world to fantasy, maybe not you.
Technically, me, I actually don't. The ensemble, they do a good bit of switching around.
Okay.
It does. In the very beginning, we start off in the bunker because it's during like the Blitz in London. So we're all in a bunker together. So when we're down there, we're just like normal characters. I'm Alice Spencer. And then when we start doing the actual Wonderland part, I do get one costume change where I look more your traditional Alice, like hints of it. So you're like, oh, okay, now we're in
Wonderland. Now we can see that, huh?
So
and Does a Cheshire Cat have any costume changes?
I imagine one costume change from my bunker name is Tabitha.
Okay.
And then we enter Wonderland and then I have my cat costume.
Gotcha.
One of the really cool things with the show, especially with costumes and props, is everything is steeped in reality. So they have a base costume and then they'll add things, like the Cheshire will add a scarf and the hat to become the Cheshire Cat that can easily be removed for her to go back to Tabitha. So seeing the bunker character the entire show with just things added to it. All of our props, like the hookah that the caterpillar has, is actually an oil lamp that we have converted into a hookah so that it can exist both in reality and in Wonderland.
Okay. So it takes you in your mind, you know that it's still Tabitha. And I just realized Tabitha and a tabby cat. Never mind. I don't know why I went there.
Clever.
I guess that's
absolutely,
all goes together, right? So if no one's seen this, kind of each of you give me your idea of what is the coolest part.
Well, I'm biased because I did the choreography, and so I'm really proud of it. It's the biggest challenge that I've ever had in a musical, and I've done 40 shows as choreographer. But I think what the cast has worked so hard to create and that I collaborated with them is really special. And our directors, Lindsay and Keith Wortham, have just done a brilliant job of focusing everything and bringing these characters to life. But I'm most excited about people seeing the choreography, but then again, I created it, so.
That's true.
What about you, Caroline?
Honestly, I'm going to have to agree with the choreography. I'm lucky because I get to kind of watch the choreography happen, and it's like no one's kind of giving that, look at me. Like, everyone's joining together and creating, like, one thing, and it's really, really beautiful, and everyone's working hard to get the story across and not just like I'm dancing, you know. It's really, really beautiful.
So
me,
yeah.
I have to agree with both of them, but personally I'm a very big music person. This show, the music is what I fell in love with first. I love harmonies and everything that sounds like, if it's weird enough where you're like, wait, is that right? Then I'm probably going to love it, most likely. And so this show, there's so much. If you're a big music person, you are going to love this show. But mainly what I'm excited for people to see is, I think, especially with this show, how it is such an ensemble show. Like, even though technically it's Alice by heart, like, every single character has a full, like, character story, and they all change throughout the show. And just seeing how each character has their own, like, journey through grief is super cool. So I'm super excited for people to, like, not only just see, like, the lead characters, like, they can pick anyone in this ensemble and focus on them at any point, and they're gonna be like, they are going through something and I want to watch what's happening. Yeah. So, like, it's super, super cool.
And we should add, we're talking a lot, it's a journey through grief. There's a lot of humor.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It is a comedy. Like, the book is very, very funny. The whimsical characters are very funny.
Little over the top, maybe, sometimes.
A little, absolutely. But it's so heartfelt because there's that juxtaposition of the grief against the humor that allows both of them to kind of be highlighted and shine brighter. So you feel the grief, but there's a lot of humor.
Mm-hmm. Alice by Heart is will begin a week from today, January 24th, running through February 8th. And I think, Caroline, you have a little something special for us.
I do.
All right. Well, take it away. Floor is yours.
All right.
Go ahead.
Is there a track?
I don't know that I have a track. Maybe it was it sent earlier and I didn't get it.
I thought it was supposed to be.
I'm so sorry. Well, I don't have that. So
it is okay.
I apologize.
Just give us the first a cappella.
All right. This is called Some Things Fall Away, and it's from Alice by Heart.
All right.
You can kick at heaven or cry out to the sky. You can go below words, and still there's no reply. And no, there is no reason. Some things fall away. The heavens are forever. Our days pass with the light. We rise up with the morning, and then we bid good night. And no, there is no reason. Some things fall away. Sorrow calls with the evening, with the wind beneath your door. Shadows pause at the window, meet their gaze. Their grief is yours.
Awesome. Very nice. That's very hard to do, especially when... And like in this situation, so hats off to you for that.
Thank you.
So where can we get tickets?
So you can get tickets by either calling the center at 615-563-2787. Again, it's 615-563-2787. Or you can go to artscenterofcc.com. That's A-R-T-S, plural, C-E-N-T-E-R-O-F-C-C.com.
All right, very good. The Art Center of Cannon County, again, the website to find out everything. And the full season of shows, all of that right there, artcenterofcc.com. I appreciate you all being here.
Thank you for having us.
It's very fun to have you. So joining us today, Holt Kirkendall, he is the choreographer, and Caroline Humphreys, the Cheshire Cat, and Elena Shirk, who is playing Alice in Alice by Heart. Don't forget, get those tickets online and support local arts. ArtCenterofCC.com.